On October 1st, Quebecers elected a new government, the Coalition Avenir Québec. Among other things, Premier-designate François Legault plans to ban some civil servants from wearing religious symbols such as hijabs and kippas. But this week, Legault said that the crucifix, which hangs over the Speaker's chair in Quebec's National Assembly, can stay.
I think it's part of our history. And I don't see that as a religious sign. I see that as being part of our history.
Critics pounce. They said it's a double standard. But Montreal comedian David Pride says there's another explanation.
In Quebec, much hullabaloo has been made over the newly elected CAQ's pledge to ban some civil servants from wearing religious symbols. In particular, it's been seen as hypocritical because Premier-designate François Legault is pushing this secular agenda while also defending the prominent crucifix that hangs inside the National Assembly. But here's the thing, we don't have to see this as religious hypocrisy. The fact is, there are many buildings that display a cross that couldn't be further from any actual religion, like the Church of Scientology. But what it really boils down to is this: buildings are different from people. In fact, Quebec's public buildings have a long history of using religious imagery in very inclusive ways. For example, Montreal's Olympic Stadium paid millions of dollars to cover its opening with a gigantic Jewish kippah, which imitated its real-world counterpart by having to be readjusted whenever there was a stiff breeze. And St. Joseph's Oratory has a dome whose construction was inspired not by any Catholic precedent, but rather by the igloo housing that creature of Inuit legend, the Ijirak, a demonic changeling who used a benign and caring facade to prey on the innocent. See? Couldn't be further from the Catholic Church. And really, if we're going to protest religious symbolism on the buildings we hold dear, well, then I guess I'd have to boycott Red Lobster, with its sign paying homage to the race of clawed ichthyocentaurs who first bore the naked Greek love goddess Aphrodite up from the creaming, churning foam of the gushing, tempestuous sea, her skin slick and glistening, like a buttery bib after an admiral's feast ravenously scarfed down for the reasonable price of 1849. Okay, I may have digressed from my original point, which is this. A cross isn't even that big a deal as symbols go. According to Eric Schlosser's book, Fast Food Nation, more people around the world recognize McDonald's golden arches than the Christian crucifix. So if we want an object of worship everyone can get behind, hoist up that big M inside Quebec's legislature. After all, laws are a lot like a greasy pork McRib. They're messy, you don't want to see how they're made, and they're not compatible with every religion.
Montreal comedian David Pride.